cup, one come all, though short, those tall. There may be some clowning around, but get an earful all in all. No need for waivers, no need for saviors. Don't be frightened, do not hide. Enter now and enjoy the ride. So step right up, those far and near. The attraction is set. It's Earful Fear.
Hi, welcome to the Earful Fear podcast. This is the podcast that talks about scary movies.
Boo.
A movie's trying to be scary.
Ooh.
I'm Rick.
I'm Morris.
What's up, Morass?
Morris.
Oh, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's up?
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
This is our Christmas episode, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Would this be our Christmas episode?
I would say that's, yeah, true.
Yeah, I think so. This is going to be released around Christmas. We decided to do 2023's There's Something in the Barn. Hody ho, ho, hody ho. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
There's something in the barn. I think I picked this one.
You did?
I know. It wasn't like horrible.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't terrible. I mean, we had never seen it. It just came out, I think, a few days ago, right?
No. Yeah.
So we rented it, paid $6.
It was giving me Rare Export vibes that we saw, a couple years ago?
Yeah, Rare Export. Where was that, last year or that the year before?
It was 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah. And it kind of is like that, but at the same time, I would say it has more of a Gremlins vibe, but not as good.
Yeah, Krampus a little bit. Again, not as good because I like Krampus and Gremlins. I'll do a quick synopsis, I guess.
Sure.
A family inherits a remote cabin in Norway and stumbles upon strange little creatures living in their barn. That's pretty much the gist of it.
Why do families always inherit something?
I don't know, man.
They always inherit a house.
I don't know.
Where bad shit happens.
I don't know. Have you ever inherited a house? Because I sure the hell haven't.
I sure haven't either.
But it'd be nice to. I wouldn't mind.
Everybody inherits a fucking... Even that shitty... The Pope's... Exorcist. I don't know if you didn't see
it just looked kind of whatever.
Yeah, family inherited a house in Poland or no, it was Italy. And I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw this movie.
Yeah, full spoilers.
1, 2 spoilers coming for you.
I mean, it wasn't like a terrible movie.
No.
It was okay. Like, I mean, we've seen far worse.
I've seen far worse. Yeah.
Oh, is this a competition? Because I've seen far worse.
Oh, last year was, Bloody Christmas? And did you see that one? Oh, yeah, you said you saw parts of it.
Bloody Christmas.
That's the one that was filmed up in Placerville.
Oh, God. I started to watch that and I turned it off, I think, because it was so fucking bad.
No, I saw the whole thing. It was okay. But, see, I have more tolerance for that.
Way more tolerance, because that movie was a piece of crap.
Well, it felt like it was written by Rob Zombie, because every other word was fuck. I'm serious.
His wife in the movie?
Yeah, he didn't do that one because she wasn't in the movie.
It was Bill Moseley in it, and fucking Wilson Hay can't do it because he's no longer with us. But I agree with you though. This kind of had a Rare Exports,
Krampus,
but I mean Rare Exports was okay.
Yeah,
that's in our episode that we did, so you know you could check that out. Yeah, this was all right, man. Like, yeah. I mean, it was slow, a little slow. I was looking for some blood. I know this is PG-13. I think we started to get some. Like, I don't know, you know, when kind of, you know, hell started breaking loose with all the little elves, you know. Yeah. So it wasn't like the worst. I just felt like there was too many elves.
And I don't know. I think my thoughts on this. It almost had like a vibe that was lost in translation, because it seems like it was a kind of a Norwegian production, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it had this vibe like, okay, well, bad things are going to happen. Almost like a playful, you know, kind of like Killer Clowns, where it's playful. But they were way too accepting of happy things at the end, where I would have been like, fuck these guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Even the main elf, you know, he, I don't know, suddenly gets a heart at the end, you know?
And yeah, that was kind of stupid for me. Like, yeah. I get him kind of having a conscience, because obviously he's the one who brought all the other elves upon this, the family. Mm-hmm. So it is his fault. But at the same time, I mean, I kind of get why he did it.
Yeah.
Because they were interrupting his thing, right? He had this kind of little, this barn.
Yeah,
you know,
no changes.
Yeah. just kind of follow the rules. No noise.
No bright lights.
Yeah, and we're good, right? You throw a little chocolate chip cookie my way once in a while, maybe some porridge, and
you know what's funny is, so there was like a theme, and I brought it up during the movie that they seem, or at least he did, seem like he didn't like Santa Claus.
Yeah, know? Yeah,
but that was never explained.
No,
I thought it would be, but.
I you would think they would do some sort of like backstory, kind of like remember in Krampus where mm-hmm. the grandmother was telling the story of, you know, of how Krampus came to be.
Right.
I kind of thought there would be something like that. Like that one guy, I can't pronounce his name, Torog or whatever his name is. He's the guy that owned that little, what was that in town? It was like a little,
a museum thing.
Almost, but. Like it's outside and it's, and he said, I think he made a line that I never get any visitors. So yeah,
it's like a little museum village thing.
Like I thought maybe he would give us, you know, like this a little backstory.
Yeah. Like a little flashback.
Yeah. Something.
Backstory. Yeah.
Like maybe he was a kid or something and he came across an elf or something. I don't know. You know what I mean? But he was almost like, they're real. And I'm like, well, yeah.
He's all, when I was a kid, I buried my dog.
Oh, shit.
In Pet Sematary.
Oh, my God, dude. No. But yeah, so let's see here. Bill, Carol, Lucas, and Nora, right? They're supposed to be American, right? Bill's uncle dies via the elf.
Yeah. and his, what was it? His great-grandfather is the one that actually moved to America?
I think so. Or no, was it to America or Norway?
No, from Norway to America.
Oh, okay.
So he's So Bill is a descendant of...
Oh, that's right. You are correct.
So his roots are from Norway. And that's why they have like a Norwegian last name. I can't
remember the name. It. Yeah. But he inherits the house. Nordheim. Nordheim? Okay. Yeah. And so, he inherits the house. Obviously, you know, the barn is detached. I think their idea here is to... Let's fix this up and make this like an Airbnb,
they would need a lot of work for that barn.
Yeah, for that barn especially. Yeah, absolutely, dude. It wasn't like a nice little barn.
No, it was a barn like the barn from Friday the 13th Part 3.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Where and then the pictures they were showing of this Airbnb barn. Was like they were absolutely beautiful.
Oh, dude, definitely. I couldn't even tell you how much it would cost to do that.
Yeah.
But daughter Nora hates it. Well, of course she would. Why wouldn't she?
Yeah.
You know, she's like probably
nothing to do.
There's nothing to do. What is she? Maybe 16.
16. Yeah.
So she leaves. You know, the United States. Who knows? Let's just call it California. I don't remember where it was from. To come to this little town. You know, Lucas seems to embrace it. Like, right?
Well, Lucas.
He's probably what, 10 to 12?
Yeah, I would say more 12. But he really took to the elf and, you know, just, you know, this almost like an E.T. Eliot kind of relationship between him and the elf.
I was kind of surprised that the elf showed himself so quickly. Oh, like, yeah. I thought it would be like this thing where they'd be so secretive, right?
Yeah.
It didn't really take long.
No.
And then Lucas gave him a couple chocolate chip cookies, and he was like, the elf was like, all right, this is cool. I'm going to shovel the driveway, and I'm going to chop wood for you. Because the idea is if you keep the elf happy, then it kind of takes care of your farm. That was kind of the story, you know. Like, but if you piss it off, it's going to make you pay. And then and then that's what kind of happened, right? Like, Bill put up all the Christmas stuff with a lot of noise, a lot of lights. That pissed off the elf. The family threw a party in the barn to try to kind of get to know the neighbors, right?
Yeah.
Because it seems like a small little town. So, you know, you want to get to know everybody. And so they throw this party. And once alcohol was introduced, everyone had a great time.
Oh, yeah.
But almost too good of a time. And it pissed the elf off some more. And, yeah. He kind of, the elf kind of went ballistic, right?
Yeah.
And destroyed, like, the kitchen. And then, what was his name? Was his name Raymond? Was he kind of like the guy that was going to dress up as Santa Claus and come over to the house on Christmas Eve?
Mm-hmm. That was awesome. And, man, that guy had a fucking creepy Santa Claus mask.
That was creepy. Like, what the hell, man? I just figure, the dude already had a beard, right? So why even just put on a, I don't know, like put on a the hat and the suit? Why do you need a mask?
Right.
Because that mask seemed like something out of a horror movie.
Oh, totally. Or like you see those memes of Santas from back at the turn of the century. Where they look
those are evil looking,
really,
man.
Spooky. Yeah,
I was watching something on Instagram. I think it was some sort of reel, right? And it was showing all these Christmas masks over the years, and they were older, dude. They were creepy.
They were super creepy.
Super creepy, man. Like, I remember when we were kids, and for those who don't know, Santa's not real. Just want to throw that out there, full spoiler.
What do you mean he's not real? Yeah. What are you talking about?
But when we were kids, like, I remember, like, my grandparents would, there was a friend of theirs. I think his name was Dale. And I think Dale used to fix, like, TVs or something. But he was friends with my grandparents, and he'd always come over on Christmas Eve. And we'd, you know, go to my grandparents' house, and it would be all the family. And he would dress up, and I look back at it, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, dude, the beard was made out of, like, cotton balls or something. It was so terrible.
Oh my God.
Like, how did I not know? And then I remember, like, the belt kept falling off of him.
You're like, wait a minute, that's not Santa. That's not Santa.
That's fucking Dale, man. What are you gonna pass us out candy canes and fix the TV?
That's funny that you mentioned, you know, it's the premise of the movie where, you know, you do nice things for the elf, it'll take care of you. When you said that, my brain clicked with another movie that came out last year, and I don't know if you've seen it, but mm-hmm. I did see it.
Oh.
And I couldn't remember the name of it. I just looked it up. It's called Unwelcome, where this couple, they inherit this house in Ireland.
Yeah.
And they feed and take care of these little goblins, and they kind of take care of their land. But
interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, if and they kind of keep, you know, people away.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that there are some people, bad people that try to like invade their their house, and then they, these little goblins end up killing like the people to protect the couple, and the woman is pregnant, and anyway, it's a pretty good movie. I think it's better than
this one.
Yeah,
yeah. This isn't definitely. I don't know if I'd ever, like, if this was on TV on something, I probably might just have it on in the background. Yeah. I wouldn't buy it. I don't think I'd watch it again.
It's definitely not Krampus.
Krampus is fun.
Yeah.
Krampus is good, and Krampus is fun. I really like Krampus.
Yeah.
I know you and I debated on this one, or what was it, Silent Knife?
It's a Wonderful Knife.
It's a Wonderful Knife?
Yeah.
Oh, Silent Knife. Yeah, that isn't.
Yeah.
Silent Knife.
It's funny. I was almost going to watch that one last night.
It's wonderful. Well, come on. Yeah. Really? So about 10 seconds in, just like this movie, you'd be falling asleep.
Well, you know why? It's because I just got off of a late shift.
No, it is. Okay. I would say 50% is the fact that you worked all day.
Yeah. And
but the other 50 is your ass always falls asleep. So we went to see, when we went and saw Thanksgiving, you were asleep. I don't know how many times I'd wake you up in the theater.
Dude. What? I saw that whole movie.
No, you didn't. You're a liar.
No.
You fell asleep, Morris.
I never did.
You're such a fucking liar.
I never did fall asleep in that movie.
Dude, stop.
Oh my.
This movie, I'm not kidding you folks, 2 minutes in, he was falling asleep. I had to hit him I had to hit you 10 to 20 times during this movie. In Thanksgiving,
every 5 minutes, I'd fall asleep about 10 seconds.
If it would have been longer if I didn't look over and smack you. In Thanksgiving, you did fall asleep. Now, it wasn't long periods of time because I kept shoving you.
My thing is I can't watch a movie that passed 10 o'clock.
Well, you used to be better about it. Yeah. Well, no, actually, is almost as long as I've known you, you always fall asleep.
Late movies, I
think. Yeah, but anyways. So this family pisses off the elf, the main elf here. He calls, he basically summons or calls all the other elves in the area. And we find out later on in the movie that they have this little door in the barn, and when you go through it, you go to this little, I don't know, is this like elf town?
Yeah, it's almost like a little winter elf town. I mean, they already are in the snow, but this is like super in the, like, the total winter snow.
Yeah, like it almost seems
like an underground.
So it was almost like another, like, city or something, like this little, and they have these little tiny homes and shit.
God.
But the first one to die is Raymond. He gets an icicle right to the mouth
to the back of the head.
Yeah. And then the elf somehow. How the hell did the elf pull him up and tie him up?
Well, they seem like they're pretty damn strong.
Yeah, not that strong. I don't think they're that strong.
Yeah,
you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They have magic strength. Been
eating elf Wheaties or something.
Yeah. Eating those chocolate chip cookies.
They're doing like elfroids or something.
Yep. You know, that's what elves do.
Dude, it's fucking late. We're going to throw all these little puns out. But anyway, and so, but Lucas, look, Lucas knows of the elf. None of the family really listens to him until shit starts going south. Right.
Yeah.
So then the elves attack. They somehow kind of, I don't know, they kind of fend them off a little bit. And then the sheriff, is her name Liv? She shows up. And when she comes in, doesn't have her gun on her.
No, because she didn't believe in that?
Yeah, I guess that's what they say in Norway. We just don't go carrying guns and shooting people in the face. That's what they said. That's what they think Americans do.
They're making fun of Americans. That's what we do.
Yeah, we just constantly go around shooting people in the face, and everyone carries a gun. But the elves grab her little snowmobile, and then they run into her,
and then they
and then literally, grind, dude,
like, yeah, they it's she's basically it's
almost like wood chippered her right through the.
Yeah, it was more like a belt sander.
Belt sander,
or just kind of like just shredded her.
I kind of thought she was just going to get like hurt and then, oh my God, the elves are real. And then,
yeah.
And then she was going to help, you know, help them.
Oh, where she like disappears part of the movie and then she comes back at the end
and helps them somehow. Yeah. Like, you know, but no, she that didn't happen at all. She got torn up.
Yeah, she's dead.
But yeah, dude, I mean, there was an ass ton of elves.
There was.
They make it up to Nora's room, I think. And then the elves, I don't know, dude, they throw a party. I don't know. I thought I heard some Beastie Boys playing in the background, God. Dude. They're drinking all the alcohol, getting hammered.
you know, and they were all, the whole family was isolated up in her bedroom, yeah.
When you say gremlins, now that I'm thinking about this, that scene when they're getting all hammered is kind of reminiscent of the bar scene where
when they're in the bar.
I didn't even put two and two together until just now.
Yeah.
You know.
And the elves are they're not CG. They are played by little people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually thought they look pretty good.
Yeah. And they have like prosthetics over their faces to kind of
give them not bad.
Not terrible.
I thought they were pretty good, like for what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, they look like gnomes and elves or something. Yeah. I mean, it, you know.
Like you'd see in like old picture books.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I thought if anything, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then Bill and Lucas, they figure, well, let's sled down to the neighbor's house.
Let's go get help out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah,
let's see if we can get help. And then this is where the elf. Okay, so this is interesting too because again, we just watched this fucking 30 minutes ago. You brought up Killer Clowns. Remember one of the scenes in Killer Clowns when the clown was on that cheesy bike? And then here in this one, they had two elves on a sled, and they were throwing like
the saw blades.
Saw blades.
Yeah.
None of them, even though they were like 5 feet away, none of them hit them.
If they were any other two characters,
they'd be totally dead.
Yeah, yeah. They'd be have saw blade to the head.
And they never got hit. No. And then in the meantime, Nora and Carol are having that bonding moment. I guess the story is their mother. So Carol, I guess, would be their stepmother.
Yeah.
Their biological mother had passed away. They don't really go into detail on what happened there.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
The normal like stepmother daughter, you know, thing, right? Where it's like, oh, we hate each other, but then they have this moment. And it was just like, it was just so cliche for me. Yeah. It was whatever, man. Like, I felt like there could have been more, like if you're going to be campy, which I think this was trying to be.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it wasn't, like, super serious, but I felt like you could have inserted more of this campiness, maybe some more one-liners, something.
Dude. Something, yeah.
I just felt like you had this opportunity to, I don't know, to make this a little more funnier and campier, and then you just kind of drop the ball, like,
yeah, because the horror wasn't really horrible.
No, it really wasn't.
It was more playful, like Gremlins playful, but not as fun as Gremlins.
Not as fun as Gremlins at all. No, definitely not.
And not as twisted in the dark as, say, Krampus. You know, it kind of teetered in between the two, but not in a memorable way.
Yes.
Not in a way where, you know, we love that campy goofiness of Gremlins. And not just because it's a popular film. It's just, it works. It's magic.
Yeah.
And then Krampus is more dark, and it has some, like, playful stuff, but it's really memorable in what it does.
Yeah.
And this, for me, didn't have that.
Yeah.
I mean.
Agreed. Yeah. There were some stuff, like when the elf took the that wine cork and got her Carol in the leg, and that was kind of nasty.
And yeah, that was like probably the bloodiest part.
It was probably one of the bloodiest parts.
Well, I mean, aside from the snowmobile, but You don't see somebody.
You don't really see a lot of it.
You just see the blood, but you don't see like carnage of somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there was very little.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't even see the icicle into the guy's face. Like, we didn't really get to see that.
Aftermath.
Yeah, we saw the aftermath, and that was okay. I mean, that was a little bloody, but, you know, I know it's PG-13, but show us something.
Yeah.
I know when Nora took her bat to some of the elves, like, there was some blood, but you could tell it was CGI.
Yeah, but nobody was down for it. We thought, like...
Dude, she hit them hard, mm-hmm. and they just got right back up.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Like...
Well...
I don't know. Like, I mean, are they...
They have that magic toughness that I was talking about. They have magic
toughness. Yeah, you didn't say magic toughness. What the hell? You're just adding it now.
They have that magic strength.
Magic strength.
Because you're like, how do you haul him up there? He has magic strength.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know. But I there was a couple parts I cracked up. Like when the one of the elves grabbed the gun.
Oh, my God.
And didn't know what it was and shot one of the elves. And, dude, the impact was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. He shot one in the face.
And then he pulled the gun like he was like kind of like, oh, what is this? And then he blows his head off. Yeah,
he shoots himself because you see the splatter. But again, on the wall.
Yeah, we see the splatter, but we really don't see anything else.
No.
You know.
But you could tell that he's dead.
I don't know. Do you think that maybe this warranted like a R and it would have been better? Because this is like a straight to, what is it now, VOD? Is that what they call it? Video on demand?
Yeah.
This isn't coming, as far as I'm aware, this didn't come out in the theaters because it just came out a few days ago. So why couldn't you do R?
They said, so I'm reading here, it did come out on September 23rd at Fantastic Fest. And then November 10th, it was released in Norway. So it hasn't been released in the States. Fantastic Fest is in Austin, Texas.
So
it's like part of like the Alamo Draft House kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But you know, it's basically like a Comic-Con. They'll release something like that, and then it's seen there. So it's not like wide released.
But so that they could have done an R.
They could have, yeah.
And maybe that would have made it better, like adding a little more like deaths or gore, like nothing crazy over the top.
No.
But just show more of the stuff that you kind of like hid from us.
Yeah,
like,
that was implied.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that would have made
Maybe it would have made it a little better. Because, I mean, it wasn't like if I was, and I hate doing this, but if this was like out of 10, this would be like a 5 for me, maybe a 4.5, 5. Yeah. That's kind of where it was like.
4.5 for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and it's like, I hate doing that, but that's kind of what this was like.
Yeah, I didn't hate the movie, but I'm not going to remember it, and I don't really have a desire to see it. Like you said, if it's playing on TV, it might be in the background.
Background movie.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting there going, oh, my God, let me go grab the popcorn and watch this again. It's not like that.
It's not like Thanksgiving.
It's not like Thanksgiving. Yeah. Thanksgiving was really good.
Yeah, you saw that twice, and I've only seen it once.
Yeah, I took my... My mom likes horror movies, which is pretty cool. She's older, 70, I think. Mom, shout out to. And I said, hey, let's go see Thanksgiving. And she seemed to like it.
Yeah,
she seemed to like it. Like, I wasn't sure, you know, because sometimes it's hit or miss with her. She'll watch just about anything, but she seemed like she really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed it again for the second time. It's just a little different because I already knew who the killer was.
Yeah.
But it was nice because I could pick out, like, I could see little things that I'd missed the first time we saw it. But,
right.
But yeah, I mean, so, yeah, I mean, honestly, there's not a lot of, I guess, depth, substance to this movie. Some things that bothered me. I couldn't stand Bill. Like, he just was an idiot through the whole movie.
He kind of was.
Just like, no matter what happened, it was like, oh, like when he goes into the kitchen and he can't see the elf, but he knows someone is throwing dishes.
Yeah.
And then he gets beat up and knocked down and thrown down the stairs. But then when the sheriff comes, I think when Liv comes, he's like, oh, she's like, oh, probably was a coyote. And he's like, oh, yeah, thank you. That's cool. I'm like, what? Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, it was just, he was just...
Well, the weird thing is so Martin Starr is the father. He plays Bill. And I would say he's, like, probably the main character? Or the son?
I don't think the son is.
No?
I would say it's a combination of him the and four, care. Of, yeah.
Of maybe the four kids.
Yeah.
I mean, the four family members.
Yeah. Like, it's evenly distributed, I think.
So... Yeah, seeing the opening credits, he's like one of the producers of the movie.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, so you would think that he'd have some sort of like creative control over his character. So why would he make it that?
He was so stupid most of the time that it was annoying. Yeah. And I was getting quite annoyed by it. Like it just some of it just didn't make any sense. I don't know. The sheriff was a bit annoying. Obviously, she didn't last too long.
No.
You know, I had no problem with the kids. You know, Nora's is a pissed off teenager.
Yeah.
You uproot her and you bring her out in the middle of nowhere. Of course, she's going to be mad. Lucas he's adapting.
But we've seen her character like
in every fucking movie like this.
Like every horror movie where they have to move.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So none of that surprises me.
No.
And she could have been far bitchier.
Yeah.
You know, Carol, the wife, she was fine. You and I were talking, like we kept noticing she was hiding an accent and you looked it up and she is from Norway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, but she's playing to be American. Like she's supposed to be American. And even the daughter, Nora, like we could tell at times her accent would break. And I don't know where her accent was from, or maybe she did. Maybe some other accent that she was trying to hide. Like maybe she's from Texas or Georgia or something and has like this, you know, but we could tell like some of the dialogue.
Yeah.
You could tell she's trying to disguise it.
I almost want to say she's probably like a northeastern European as well, which would be like Norway, Sweden, somewhere.
Yeah, I felt there was some accent there.
I can't tell where she's from.
Yeah, but let's see here. They bring back that one guy, the Tora. I don't know. I don't even know how you pronounce his name.
Oh yeah, she's from Norway.
She's from Norway too.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I okay. I just think that's kind of funny that you cast two people that are from Norway and they're playing Americans, but their accent constantly breaks.
Well, I think also most of the production, like most of the people on set were all, it's like a Norwegian production. And the only American was Martin Starr.
Well, I think that Lucas was, right? The boy.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was too, because I never felt like he was hiding an accent at all.
No, he did seem like he was definitely from.
But most everyone else, I mean, you could tell like they had that thick accent. I could see them being from Norway.
Yeah.
But so let's see, man. The elves take Nora and Carol.
But before that, they left the house. They were first. Nora left. No, after
Bill and Lucas left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nora ran for it first, and then it almost seemed like they were going to kill her, you know?
I never, you know, this is the thing, Morris. I think I was telling you this while we're watching. I'm like, I don't think any of these family members are going to die. It just didn't have that feel. We've seen so many of these types of movies. You can get a feel for who they're going to kill off.
Yeah.
I never thought for a second that any one of them was in danger is going to die. I figured they were going to kidnap them. What I did like was the lit up eyes.
Yeah, in the darkness.
Yes, that was pretty cool.
That was a super cool fucking little thing that they did. And it seemed simple, you know?
Simple,
very much. And it also seemed like it could have been done with CG. But it was really cool.
Like when she goes out into the woods.
Yeah.
And literally is surrounded by a bunch of beady eyes and then she gets taken. That was one of my favorite parts. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But eventually Carol gets her ass whooped by a couple elves. I mean, she puts up a fight. Puts up a fight.
I almost thought she was going to lose, dude. I know you didn't think that she was in peril, but I almost did think that. I almost had a feeling that the stepmom was going to die and then dad and the kids were going to have to, like, you know, get closer You know, because the stepmom was now dead. They're like bonding over yet another woman dying.
But it never felt like that dark to me.
Okay.
Like I never felt that in this movie. It just didn't.
All right.
It had a different feel for me.
Yeah, I mean, the movie overall had a different feel. But then, yeah, we see them tied up like, almost like a Salem witch stake, you know?
Yeah.
In the middle of their little hut village.
Their little elf town.
Fuck.
It was a Keebler town.
The
town of Keebler.
Or it was, Smurfville?
It's fucking Smurfville. Dude, we were laughing because when they went through the door, it felt like Nightmare for Christmas, and I thought Danny Elfman was going to start seeing.
It's fucking Christmas Town. What's this?
Killer elves everywhere. but they get away with the help from the elf, who I guess has a, I don't know, this moment of shit. I kind of put them in this bad spot, so
yeah,
let me kind of
put them in peril over the rest of my little, you know, fucking friends from the village. Village friends.
They get out, right? They come out of the barn. They basically blow the barn up, right?
Yeah.
They blow the barn up and kill most of the elves, except for a few that are, I guess, I'm not going to say friendly, but they're just like, let's just...
They're converted.
Yeah, they're converted. Let's have a truce here. And then, I think for the most part, they think it's a good Christmas. The dad does. You know, I guess, okay, so the fact that the barn now is burned down, the main elf has no place to live, can't stay in the home. So then Lucas has the idea of, hey, let's put him in that little Torog's museum that no one ever goes to.
Yeah.
And you can live there. And
which is like perfect for him because it's almost like a little like step back in time, you know, yeah, with the way that it looks.
It looks like an older, yeah. But I guess the only difference is the size. They look pretty tiny.
Yeah.
But there's a few of them, right? Like, I don't know. Like, does he just sleep during the day and then kind of comes out at night? Like, if that's the case, then it's cool. Like, I mean.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then I was thinking, like, we were talking about this. Like, what the fuck do elves eat?
Well, chocolate chip cookies.
Well, we know that. And of course, there was a story about bringing porridge on Christmas Eve. But I mean, let's be real. Like, Lucas isn't heading over there every night feeding him cookies. Like, what is he eating?
Well, maybe. Maybe he's eating, you know, Sheriff Shreddings.
Sheriff Shreddings. Oh, my God. That's I think that's it, dude. Yeah. Other than that, there's not a lot to talk about on this movie. It was, like I said, it was all right.
Yeah.
It was all right. Maybe we should have done whatever. It's a silent, what is it? It's a silent knife.
Oh, it's a wonderful knife.
It's a wonderful knife. I can't even get that straight. It's fucking late. I'm tired.
The funny thing is I found out yesterday. It's a wonderful knife.
Is that what just Long in it?
Yeah, Justin Long's in it. I heard that's been getting bad reviews, so I don't know if I want to watch that.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
The trailer I watched the trailer a couple weeks back. I was just like,
So it's like It's a Wonderful Life, yeah, where she goes back to the main character, the final girl. It's like a cross between Happy Death Day and...
Totally Killer.
And yeah, Totally Killer, and It's a Wonderful Life, where nobody remembers her.
Yeah,
so she doesn't exist in this, you know,
yeah,
the world with this killer, you know. And they found out that the killer.
I don't want to spoil it, just in case.
Yeah,
just in case no one's seen it, and I want to watch.
Well, the funny thing is they spoil it in the trailer, so don't watch the trailer. Maybe it's the latest trailer.
Oh, I've only seen one trailer.
Yeah, don't.
Like I said, I
watch any more trailers or you're going to get spoiled.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know. Man. Like, it was just, it looked like whatever for me. Like, yeah. I felt like we've seen this before.
Yeah.
And, you know, this one I at least thought would be a little cheesier and campier,
yeah,
and more fun. You know, it had elements there.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been so much better. They could have done more with this, and they didn't, and it is what it is.
Yeah,
you know,
we could have went old school and done, you know, one of many, like, Christmas horror movies. You know, not necessarily like Black Christmas, but, you know, maybe Christmas Evil or Don't Open Till Christmas. Have you seen that one?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's so old school one. Yeah. Made by the people that created Pieces.
Oh, okay. Oh, Pieces. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I forgot about that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what's the other one? Oh, God.
I think every year we go, hey, what are we going to do?
All Through the House is another one.
I don't know, but I just wanted to do something newer.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Maybe Killer Santas are kind of passe, you know?
Yeah. It seems like every year, though, around this time, we get at least 2 to 5 of these movies. Some way or another. What was
One Silent Night?
Violent Night?
No, Violent Night was last year.
That was I was going to talk about that. I liked that one, but that wasn't really a horror movie, was it?
Not really.
I did enjoy that. Yeah. I thought it wasn't great, but it was fun.
It was like if Santa Claus was John McClane.
Yes, yeah, no shit.
No, but the new one is Silent Night, and which is not a remake of Silent Night, Deadly Night, nor Silent Night from, what was it, the mid-2000s. No, this one is it Silent Night? I can't remember. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm going off script here.
It's late and I'm tired. Let's wrap this up. Yeah. No, that's good. All right, anything else you want to add? Anything that jumped out at you? Anything that bothered you? Anything that you thought was awesome?
The thing that bothered me was the ending. Just the, you know,
The Northern Lights.
That was
kind of goofy.
Kind of goofy with the I don't know, the relationship between the kid and the main elf.
That kind of got cheesy and goofy, dude. Like,
it's like they tried to push a little bit of like an E.T. Elliot dynamic between the two of them.
I didn't like that at all.
And
because they kept touching their heart. I was like, dude, come on.
I don't know. I just felt like that was kind of misplaced in this movie.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But other than that,
You good?
I'm good.
All right. I'm good, too.
I just want to say, everybody, have a safe and merry Christmas with your family and friends this season.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. I guess I would just say ditto.
Yep.
You know? So I guess thanks for coming on out, man.
Yep.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, and to you as well.
All right, and to all a good night. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
You listened all the way to the end. We appreciate that. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Ear for Fear Podcast, Twitter at Ear for Fear, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at Ear for Fear Podcast. You can also check out our website, earforfear.com. There we list news and events. We're available on all the main platforms, so make sure you tell a friend. We hope you come back and get an earful.